This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed concern over frauds going on in the name of digital arrests. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani this morning, the Prime Minister underlined that all investigative agencies are working together with the state governments to deal with such frauds going on in the name of digital arrests. He reiterated that there is no provision of digital arrest under the law. Mr. Modi enumerated three steps to digital security: stop, think and take action. He advised people to stay calm and never give their personal information to anyone. If possible, they should take a screenshot and record the conversation. The Prime Minister counseled people to dial the National Cyber Helpline 1930 and report such incidents on cybercrime.gov.in. The Prime Minister was pleased to know that Atmanirbhar Bharat Abhiyan is successful and the campaign has become a part of nation's collective consciousness. He underlined that India is doing wonders in every sector after becoming self-reliant. India, which was the biggest buyer of defense equipment in the world, is now exporting to 85 countries. In today's Mann Ki Baat, Mr. Modi discussed two great heroes who had the courage and farsightedness, Sardar Patel and Bhagwan Birsa Munda. He announced that the country will celebrate their 150th birth anniversary. Mr. Modi urged people to share their thoughts on the Iron Man of India, Sardar Patel, with hashtag Sardar150, and their thoughts on Dharti Aba Birsa Munda with hashtag Birsa Munda150. Mr. Modi extended his wishes to the listeners of Mann Ki Baat for the upcoming festivals Dhanteras, Diwali, Chhat Puja and Guru Nanak Jayanti. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated a newly constructed passenger terminal and a cargo gate named Maitri Dwar at the Petropol land port on the India-Bangladesh border in West Bengal today. The crossing at Petropol, situated in North 24 Parganas district of the state, is the largest land port in South Asia. The passenger terminal will facilitate international trade and movement of 20,000 passengers per day. The Maitri Dwar cargo gate is a joint facility agreed upon by both the countries. Speaking on the occasion, the Home Minister said the Land Port Authority is playing a significant role in facilitating international trade and movement of people between India and its neighbouring countries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi gifted Jharkhand's art to Russian President Vladimir Putin during the recently held BRICS summit in Kazan. The Sohrai painting from Hazaribagh district in Jharkhand is a beautiful representation of the region's indigenous artistic traditions. Sohrai paintings are recognised as ODOP, that is one district, one product item. During the BRICS summit, Mr. Modi gifted exquisite work from Maharashtra to the leaders of Iran and Uzbekistan. He gifted to the president of Iran a mother of pearl seashell vase, which is a masterpiece of coastal craftsmanship. To the president of Uzbekistan, the prime minister gifted a Varli painting also from Maharashtra. President of Spain, Pedro Sanchez, will arrive in India today on a three-day official visit. He will be accompanied by his spouse, Begoña Gómez. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that this will be President Sanchez's first visit to India. The visit of the President of Spain is taking place after 18 years. During the visit, President Sanchez will hold delegation-level talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The two leaders will inaugurate the final assembly line plant of C-295 aircraft at Vadodara in Gujarat, a flagship Make in India initiative in the aviation sector, which is being set up by Tata Advanced Systems in collaboration with Airbus Spain. In Japan, voting is underway for the elections to the lower house of parliament. Of the 465 seats up for grabs in the election for the country's 50th House of Representatives, 289 will go to directly elected lawmakers from the single-seat constituencies nationwide, while another 176 winners will come through a proportional representation system that divides the country in 11 constituencies. At the Japan Para Badminton International 2024, India's star shuttler Sukant Kodam won a gold medal in the men's singles and a silver medal in men's doubles alongside his partner Dinesh Rajaya. In the singles final, Sukant faced off fellow Indian shuttler Tarun, dominating the match with a powerful 21-12-21-10 victory. In the doubles category, Sukant and Dinesh played against India's Umesh Vikram Kumar and Suryakant Yadav. In a closely contested third set, Sukant and Dinesh ultimately secured the silver with the final score reading 21-5-20-22-21-16. And with that, we end this news bulletin.